Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance, loaded up today. On the menu, we've got decency in sports, or the lack thereof. We have Burrow's brilliance. We have steroids for everyone. Joe Buck will be live. Marshall Faulk will be live. And the assembled members of the hashtag crew are ready to go. Let's do it.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
All right, our one place to start this morning is going to be keeping Dan Graziano with us here, my buddy, my NFL insider extraordinaire, off 2 hours of terrific conversation on Get Up, and he's here with the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise, and I want to get to the Brady stuff and the Super Bowl stuff in a minute. But for those of you who do watch our TV show in the morning, which would not include Bubba, who does not, but for those of you who do, maybe the best thing we do is this head-to-head matchup that we have between Hembo and Graziano. We call it Sneaky Hembo, and Graziano is so good at answering trivia questions, it is remarkable. So we thought, with Dan sticking around today, that Hembo would have a Super Bowl trivia question for Graziano. So the way we're going to do this is, he's going to ask the question, we'll let everybody listening have some time to think about it, we'll have a little bit of another conversation, and then before I let you go, Dan, we'll see if you can answer the question correctly. Sound fair?
So you want to distract me while I'm thinking about the answer?
Well, if you want to...
That does sound fair.
If you want to blurt out the answer immediately, I guess that's okay with me too. Hembo, what do you got?
I need all the help I can get here.
So, all right.
So you're so good at this, and you know more about the Super Bowl
but you're
than...
you're literally looking it up.
Correct.
So, okay.
So
I just want to make sure everybody understands what's going on.
This has two answers. Okay, so which team has the best, which would be in this case the largest, and worst, so in this case the smallest, scoring margin in Super Bowl history? So I'm looking for the team. I'm looking for the team that has the highest and lowest point differential in the history of the Super Bowl.
So add up all their Super Bowls.
Correct. Not a single Super Bowl. Add them all up.
All right,
and the lowest is a negative number?
The lowest is a negative number.
I got it.
I would assume you've got it.
I mean, I understand the
rules.
You
understand the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's a good question. It's a little involved
for
my taste.
I mean, he's so good at the normal ones.
No, I get that.
I now have to go to multiple answers and multiple qualifiers.
But we're asking literally millions of people listening to the show now to start thinking this through. And it's a complicated question.
It is.
But I like it. So we'll come back to the answer in a few moments. In the meantime, one of the options, I would think, for the team with the best scoring margin would be the New England Patriots, because they got into all these Super Bowls and Tom Brady kept winning them.
It was always close, though.
They were always close, and they did lose one once, 46-10, before Tom Brady got there. But that was my way of segueing us into Brady. So just when we thought we were done, he pulls us back in. This is Brady yesterday on his podcast called Let's Go, in which he was asked, you know, are you definitely done? We're a week from his retirement. And he was being very honest with Jim Gray.
You know, I'm just going to take things as they come. You know, I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't think anything never, you know, you never say never. And, you know, at the same time, I know that I feel very good about my decision. So I don't know how it feels 6 months from now. It most likely won't. But, you know, I try to make the best possible decision I can in the moment, which I did this last week. And again, I think it's not looking to, you know, reverse course. I'm definitely not looking to do that. But in the same time, I think you have to be realistic that you never know what challenges there are going to be in life. And, again, I love playing. I'm looking forward to doing things other than playing. That's as honest as I can be with you there.
All right. So he's being incredibly honest, and I appreciate that from Brady. And here's what I think I hear Dan Graziano when I hear that. Most of the great ones have gone out because they can't do it anymore. Right. I remember John Elway's tearful press conference where he talked about just how beat up his body was. Peyton Manning, obviously one of the all-time greats, Brady's, you know, lifelong rival, just couldn't do it anymore. Brady is coming off one of the best seasons in NFL history. What I hear there is a man who wants to continue playing, but recognizes that life, and in particular marriage and family, is a never-ending series of compromises. You know that. I know it. Hembo is just learning it early in his married life, and we have a lot of fun with that on the show sometimes. But you know, I've been married almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. Life marriage is a series of compromise. And I think Tom Brady sounds to me like a man. This is not a criticism. This is meant to be a purely honest assessment, who has become convinced that what is in the best interest of everyone around him is that he finally stopped doing this. But down deep in his own soul, really wants to continue. And I think he is recognizing that's going to be really hard for him when his body clock and everything else tells him it's time to get back to work doing this stuff that I've always done and there isn't any work to be done. That is my honest assessment of this. Now, whether that leads to him coming back or not, obviously I don't know, because those compromises remain real, but I definitely don't think it's out of the question.
Yeah, it's a sound theory. And I think when he says I'm being as honest as I can with you, I think what he's saying is like, this was a look into my actual thought process right now, which is a conflicted one. He retired a week ago. His season ended, what, 3 weeks ago? Like, that's pretty close to the end of it. And it's not surprising that a guy, especially someone as competitive as him, would be having, I don't want to say second thoughts, but just sort of, you know, having trouble letting go. And it may be that a month from now, 5 months from now, a year from now, he's totally fine. And he's a man at peace and he's doing whatever this next thing is, or he's just Mr. Family Man. But I think in the back of his mind, he's thinking, wouldn't it be great if there's a situation presented itself where it would make sense for me to come back in. It's not as simple as a team calling in August and wanting him, because there's a team right now that wants him in Tampa Bay that's got to change its whole offseason plan with him out. So it's a matter of all the circumstances that led to the decision of retiring resolving themselves to the point. And I mean, it may be that he has some notion in his head that would happen and wouldn't it be cool. But I do think it sounds like somebody who's wrestling with a decision that he made very recently.
It is certainly very possible that my perspective on this is also skewed by the fact that I was there and watched Michael Jordan retire not once, but twice, and come back and play. In one case, it took a year and a half. In the other case, it took longer than that. But I do not believe it's over. So we're going to get everybody on record. This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So here we go. I'm getting everyone on record, all the members of the hashtag crew, on the question of the day.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
Hashtag Nuno, I will start with you. Very simple. Yes or no, will we ever see Tom Brady take another snap in the NFL again?
We will, for another team.
For another team? Yeah, fair enough. And it doesn't have to be this fall. It is simply, will he ever play another down of professional football? Yes or no? Nuno, you're on record as yes?
Yes.
Bubba, yes or no on Brady?
I'm going to go no.
He's going no. See, what's frustrating about Bubba Graziano is that it was not a mystery that I was going to ask all of them this question. And so, but he's not ready with an answer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Or else he's just playing to the camera.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
I mean, he could just be like he wanted to build the drama.
Well, it is very good for our ratings, I'm told, to have more of his face on camera. Because
absolutely.
It is a draw. So that's one vote for yes and one vote for no. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Do you watch the show Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
He looks exactly like Q.
I met one of those guys on a flight recently.
Which one?
Joe?
Okay, Joe. He's no longer in.
Right.
He has left Impractical
after I
Jokers.
Met him and
but if
the
you
show.
If you know what Q looks like,
a little awkward.
He looks exactly like Bubba. Bubba, that's Bubba, and that's exactly what
that's
Brian Quinn looks like. But I digress. We are one vote for yes, one vote for no. Hembo, yes or no?
I vote yes.
You believe he will play again?
Yes, I've always felt that Brady was not going to retire willingly, like the way that it seems he has. I always thought the game would sort of force him to do so. This always felt a little artificial to me. I'm going to say yes.
Yep, me too. None of this has felt right. The Instagram posts last week, that's not how a guy like him goes out. He doesn't go out with an Instagram post. Yeah, none of this has felt right to me. So I will make this Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It is 3-1 amongst the hashtag crew. We believe that Tom Brady will come back and play again. It may not be this year, as crazy as it sounds. He might take a season off and come back at 46. I know it's far-fetched.
Is he Satchel Paige? I don't understand.
But anyone could do it, he could do it. Right? I mean, he's already done things that are impossible. He's done impossible things.
I still think so much of his success is tied to the work and the preparation and the offseason. And offseason vanishing, right, and not doing anything from whatever, March to August, I think that will have an impact. And I don't think it's a matter of just waking up in August, having some interest from a team and saying, yeah, I'll go. And especially not 2 Augusts from now.
Right. We'll find out. He could make that decision before 2 Augusts from now. We'll find out one way or another. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. But the moment has come. So Hembo's question, I will repeat it again for everybody listening. This is the trivia for Graziano. Which team has the best, thus the largest, and which team has the worst, thus the smallest, cumulative scoring margin, point differential, in Super Bowl history? Now, I don't know the answers. So, Hembo, you're just going to have to say yes or no when he gives you his answers.
Okay.
I think the highest scoring margin is the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Because they won some blowouts. Yeah.
The Cowboys are plus 89.
That's big.
That's interesting because they also lost some Super Bowls. They lost, I'm thinking back, they lost by 4 to the Steelers twice. Mm-hmm. Right? They lost 21-17 and 35-31 to the Steelers. So that's a good job by you getting that right because I would have almost immediately discounted teams that lost Super Bowls.
But they beat the living heck out of the Bills, right? And I think in the last Super Bowl they won fairly easily against the Steelers, right? If I'm not mistaken.
They're 5-3 all time in the Super Bowl and still own the largest margin.
Okay. So having lost three of them.
That's correct. And how about the worst?
I have to guess here. I'm just going to guess the Vikings because they're 0-4 and that just makes sense to me, but I feel like it's not true.
That is incorrect. Greeny, you have a guess.
Well, you just made me think of Buffalo. The Bills are also 0-4 and got blown out in those two games that you're talking about. They actually got blown out in 3 of their 4 Super Bowls. So. One of them was close against the Giants, so I'll say Buffalo.
You are both incorrect.
Oh. Damn it.
The correct answer is the Denver Broncos.
Boy, I thought about the Denver Broncos because they got smoked, right, by who? By
a bunch
the
of
Giants.
Times by San Francisco.
San Francisco too.
They lost 55 to something.
55-10.
To the 49ers. They lost. They got killed by the Giants in that second half. Mm-hmm. They got killed by Washington the
Doug Williams
game.
But I thought they won
three Super Bowls.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they still ranked last.
Oh, but they also got obliterated with Peyton against Seattle.
Yeah,
I had forgotten about the Peyton iteration of the Broncos. All right, that is well done.
The Broncos, for the same reason that you would have thought the Cowboys' 3 losses took them out of it, the Broncos' wins took them out of it for me. But that's a good one.
All right, that is nicely done.
I like it.
Chalk that one up for Hembo. Graziano, thank you very much, as always, for sticking around. We always appreciate what's that?
Split, right? Like, I mean, I got half of it.
We don't split.
I think it's a split. I'm going to give him
credit. Chalk it up
for
Hembo. I mean, it's kind of, you know, half.
Greeny here reminding you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable devices required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Tons to do. Joe Buck is coming up live. Marshall Faulk as well. We have decency in sports or the lack thereof and steroids for everyone all on the way. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. And it is my pleasure to welcome back. It's been a long time since we have said hello to our friend Joe Buck, who is with us here on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Joe Buck.
Good morning, Greeny. First of all, can I ask you this? Do you get in a little bit of trouble if you send one of those bouquets to your better half mm-hmm. on Valentine's Day, since she knows you're at least getting a price break, if not getting the flowers for free?
I'm getting the same deal that everybody else is. You know, it's not unlike the Patrick Price or whatever. Like, I'm always
If I
enter the code Greeny, it all works out just the same.
Okay, well played. And can I get that? Can you just tell me that number again offline? Just text it to me, because Michelle's here and I'd like to make her Valentine's Day special.
It's 1-800-Flowers.com, my friend, and you know how to play the game. We will come to you. We will talk about who brings you to us today in just a moment. But, you know, of all the things I wanted to start with, we'll get into, you know, the game itself and some of the other stuff. I actually have a baseball question for you as well. But I believe the last time I sent you a note was I saw a story in which you said that as you were getting set to do the Super Bowl, you wrote yourself a little note on the top of your, you know, the chart where you have all the players' names and everything, to remind yourself to have fun. And I think we live in a world now where, and this I think applies to all people, where there's so much pressure. We feel sometimes so much pressure to succeed in things. If you ever have a big opportunity, I mean, if you're a broadcaster and you're calling the Super Bowl, there is basically no bigger opportunity. And that sometimes we forget to say, wow, how unbelievably cool is this, and get swept up in all of the pressure. And I was really moved by that. I remember sending you a note about it. I'd love you to share that thought with the people listening, because I think it might be something that applies to almost everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it does. And I'm glad you brought it up, because it's this time of year that I think about that a lot. And, you know, this year it's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth that are in the Tumblr, and they're going to be doing a game for 100 million people. And, you know, you're doing a game in front of social media. And I think that's where it applies to just about anybody listening. I feel like the pressure that is applied from social media sometimes is just ridiculous. I think it gets overblown in our own minds when we're doing something, whether you're doing a Super Bowl or, you know, delivering a keynote address, or you're, you know, standing up in front of a classroom of kindergartners, whatever it is, you put extra pressure on yourself, and it's self-defeating. And so that's why I wrote that note. I've done it every time I've done a Super Bowl. And it's a good reminder. My eyes catch it every once in a while as I'm doing the game, and it reminds me of me sitting at my desk or wherever I was when I wrote that, when I wasn't all freaked out and I wasn't all stressed out. So, it's a real thing. And I think this job, you know, my boss, Eric Shanks at Fox, before my last Super Bowl, said, I want to talk to you for a minute. And it was kind of weird for him to reach out in that way. He said, meet me in the hotel bar during the middle of the day, and we were the only two in there. And he said, you know, I know it. Doing these games comes with a lot of stress, but you need to remind yourself to have fun. And I would just cool it on talking about how stressful it is when you do all these interviews. It should be fun too. And it was a great reminder, because it's an opportunity that you can't take for granted, and it's something that you should try to have fun with instead of just letting the pressure overwhelm you. So, you know, Al's dealing with that this year. I'll deal with it next year. And, you know, there's a select group of people that know what that pressure is like. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Now, that's the point, is that there's not a single person in our industry listening who wouldn't trade places with you in the blink of an eye to have that opportunity. And so I just thought that was interesting. Joe Buck is here on behalf of Stat Hero, the next generation of fantasy sport platform, and we'll talk about what that is and what it means in a moment. Let's go through what we should expect, pardon me, this weekend. You had the NFC Championship game, so you've got these Rams. And we have talked a lot on my TV show this week about the way this team was put together, sort of almost a dream team-esque kind of concept, the kind of thing that has been very successful in basketball and traditionally not been successful in football. Is it your opinion that this will become sort of a blueprint, that this will become the way that football teams are built on into the future, where they try to assemble a bunch of big stars, put them together, and see if they can win?
I mean, I guess so, but you're also really doing this at the risk of thinner roster as you go forward. I mean, you know, first round, second round, third round draft picks now are a distant memory for that organization. And they're pretty upfront with what they think about the value of a first round pick, and as opposed to a Jalen Ramsey or, you know, in the case of a second and a third, Von Miller. So this is the way they want to do it. You have to be able to manage the cap really well. Kevin Demoff and Les Snead are very good at doing that, obviously. But at some point, you know, it also applies to teams that draft horribly. And as you go forward, you start paying the price for bad draft after bad draft after bad draft, because it just kills the depth and the quality on the roster as you go forward. They've drafted really well in the second, third, fourth rounds, and so they haven't really felt that. But I think it's do it at your own risk, because that depth is something with a salary cap that you need on your roster. And the teams that don't draft well, not only do they miss on that first-round quarterback or that first-round receiver or offensive tackle, but the teams that can't draft, they have no depth on their roster. And I think that's really where it rears its ugly head.
Joe Buck is with us here again on behalf of Stat Hero, the next generation of fantasy sport platform. Obviously, the most high-profile move of those they made was going out and getting the quarterback in Stafford, who's waited his entire life for this opportunity. And, you know, actually, it just occurs to me, he sort of applies to the conversation we just had, which is, you know, in the conversations you had with him, and you did at least one of his playoff games, doing this from memory. Yeah, you had just the NFC Championship.
Like, yeah, just the one.
Did you get a sense of how much he's able to enjoy this ride relative to all of the pressure that's on? People will continuously say he's the player with the most pressure on him to justify that move, et cetera. Did you get a sense from him of how he's handling that balance between celebrating what he's done here and all of the pressure that people are putting on him?
Yeah, he told us a story when we talked to him leading into the championship game. He said, you know, that week he was driving to the facility with his wife, and they were at a stoplight or wherever on their way, and they kind of looked at each other, and Matthew said, you know, can you believe we're one win away from going to the Super Bowl? And it just kind of hit him, because I think these guys just attack what's in front of them, and I think they go week by week, and it's rare when you pull back and look at the big picture. But talking to Troy, you know, that's why he always loved playing in the championship game. That was the one that launched you into this two-week euphoria of getting ready for the biggest game on the planet. So, you know, I think that's kind of where he is. I think he's in a position where he is able to step back and enjoy it and take it all in. So he started a couple of games, big games. We had him week three against Tampa Bay. We had him in the game at Green Bay, where he's been a little high, he's been a little wound up. And then once he settles in, he can get as hot as any quarterback that we've ever seen. I mean, he can go on a roll where he doesn't throw incompletion. So I think if he starts, you know, relatively well, that's going to bode really well for them, because at some point he's going to get extremely hot. And that's when he starts picking teams apart with a guy like Cooper Kupp and OBJ on the outside.
Greeny and Joe Buck with you here for another moment. One more thing on the football, and that is the week before you had the game at Lambeau Field, which was an absolute classic, obviously. And we all wonder if that will wind up having been Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer. And without asking you to betray anything that you are told in confidence, I would just ask if in the conversations you had with him and maybe had over the course of the season, if you have gotten any sense, like, of what your expectation is of what he's going to do next.
Yeah, I mean, I could pass a lie detector test and tell you I have no idea, because we didn't really go there.
Yeah.
With him. And it just seemed too, maybe it's just too obvious, but he's really open with us. He's really honest. I can tell you this. He loves playing for Matt LaFleur. That's legitimate. And to me, it all ties back into Devontae Adams. If Devontae Adams, they can figure out a way to bring Devontae Adams back, I think the odds are he comes back. I think a lot of that stuff with the front office has been mended. As he looks around, I'm sure he looks at cautionary tales all around him. The grass may not always be greener on the other side. And he's got a pretty darn green lawn as it is in Green Bay if Davante Adams comes back. So I think that's the key piece. And if they don't have Davante Adams, then what do they have? Two really good running backs, a tight end and Tonyan that comes back that's a good player, and then got pieces on the outside, but no real go-to guy. And I think that it's more the practical stuff than it is the my feelings were hurt stuff with him with the Green Bay Packers now. So that's paramount to bringing him back.
Yeah, he did say he didn't want to be part of a rebuild. One last thing before we get to your business here, and that is you're obviously, of course, also the voice of Major League Baseball on Fox. This is a rough little moment here. What is your expectation? Like, when do you think baseball fans should be expecting to see some resolution to this and the guys back out on the field?
Man, it just feels like they're so far apart right now. And there are non-starter issues that are being kicked around. Like, you know, when arbitration kicks in and trying to make younger players more money earlier, and they're trying to take care of the young guys and the owners don't want any part of that. And we're still post-pandemic or even currently in pandemic. And I think owners are scared that fans aren't going to flock back the way they did. But I think the overall picture is both players and owners have to realize that they're testing everybody's patience, and you know the games I think need a lot of tweaking during the innings to ratchet up the action, and that's something I think both sides recognize. I know the ownership side recognizes that, and so you can't have this just drag on where everybody just kind of gives up. And so what's the timetable? I have no idea, but I would be stunned if they're not at least back in spring training at some point in March and playing at some point in April. Maybe I'll eat those words someday, but I think both sides realize how imperative it is to get on the field and get on the field in a relatively short order.
And we hope that you were right. All right, Joe is with us today on behalf of Stat Hero, which is the next generation of fantasy sport platform. During the playoffs, during the conference championship game, Joe went up against actor Oliver Hudson in a fantasy pick'em contest, and the loser has to pay $5,000 to the winner's charity. Tell us about the program with Stat Hero, Joe.
Well, I mean, Oliver is not just some little actor boy that I went up against randomly. He and I have a podcast together called mm-hmm. Daddy Issues. He's got plenty of daddy and family issues. He's Kate Hudson's brother and Goldie Hawn's son, and had a dad kind of leave the family when he was under 10 years old. So it's a pretty deep but really fun podcast. My daddy issues are all from Good Stuff with my dad and what I took from him. So we did a little bet through Stat Hero, which I really love, daily fantasy. It's not just NFL, but it's MLB when that gets going, and golf and basketball and whatever. And I went up against him and I beat him. And we did it for charity, $5,000 my way for St. Louis Children's Hospital if I won, which I did in the champ game round. And now it's there's a beat Joe Buck out there, which is kind of what Red Sox fans say in another vein when I'm doing the Red Sox Yankees during the postseason. But I'll leave that for another day. And I picked my team, six players: Burrow, Cup, OBJ, P. Ryan, Akers, and McPherson. And you get 3-1 payout if you beat my lineup for this upcoming Super Bowl.
Oh, I like it. All right. Well, maybe we'll go head-to-head right there. Joe, this is a pleasure. I need to let you go. Thanks a million for this. It's nice to catch up. I hope that everybody is well, and we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, buddy. Text me sometime. I want to catch up.
All right. I absolutely will. Thank you very much. That's Joe Buck again from Fox Sports. And, obviously the football and the baseball and all the rest of that. Catch up on a few things here. Greeny letting you know the job search can be a long, frustrating journey. That's why ZipRecruiter's AI does so much of the work for you. They send you jobs you can apply to with one click, and they pitch your profile to employers. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. I wanted to start with that thought there, Hembo, because I think it is important, and it's something I've given a lot of thought to. You know, when I don't think this is specific to people who work in a public job. But when you do something as public as what I do, and even more so what he does, I mean, you know, broadcasting the Super Bowl and the World Series is obviously working to a much bigger audience than I generally do. But, you know, I've had a lot of moments like that in my career. I have had a tendency sometimes to, and you know me well, to worry more than I enjoy it. And I've tried really hard in recent years to do less of that. Like the example I'll give you, and Stacey will remember this verbatim, is the first time that Mike and I went on the David Letterman show, I was so nervous that it wouldn't go well that I didn't enjoy it for a second. I would describe that as having been a day I did not enjoy until we did it and it went well. And then I felt great. But like David Letterman was someone I idolized, admired, as almost everyone of my generation did at that time. And, you know, being on his show represented something enormous for us. And Mike, as I recall, was like excited. He was a little nervous, but he was like, how cool is this that we're here? And I was like pacing and unable to, basically almost non-functional. And I can't imagine how I would feel if I was broadcasting a Super Bowl. But I think that's an important message for people. It's one I try and share with my kids, is like when you're doing something that might cause you some anxiety, one of the good things to remember is that the reason you feel anxious is because it's so special what you're getting the opportunity to do. And, you know, I was moved when I saw him make those comments. This is years ago now. And so I just thought I would start with that. I sort of liked it.
No, for sure. And how much do you think that social media exacerbates that for people, especially young people? Do you think that's a considerable piece of this?
Enormously, because young people live inside their phone. A lot of young people live as though the world is taking place inside their phone. Mm. It's taking place inside their pocket. Whereas the overwhelming majority of the time, if you just put your phone away and pay no attention to it, to whatever it is that's being said, it will make no difference. Like, there will be no substantive difference in your life at all. But I understand that it's hard to do. There are some times when you need to know, but by and large, like, if Joe Buck is getting criticized on Twitter, I know that that happens. Joe Buck is an excellent announcer. I mean, it's ridiculous that people, I think it's just become almost like a joke, I think, to make fun of him on Twitter when he's doing games. He's obviously an excellent announcer. But if he reads it or doesn't read it, and I don't know which he chooses, but if he reads it or doesn't read it, the outcome will be exactly the same either way. There will be no perceptible difference in his life, whether he does or he doesn't, except he'll probably be made unhappy by reading it. Mm. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. I'm going to save the flowers, Bubba, as I'm getting a little late here. I will mention that Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. We're jam-packed on this Tuesday. Stick around. ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. And we were just talking about the importance in some people's view of social media criticism. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I said this at, I say this when I speak at graduations and whatever the case may be. My rule when it comes to that stuff is criticism is important, but make sure you understand whether the person offering it to you has your best interest at heart or not. And so the rule of thumb is never accept criticism or pay no attention to criticism that comes from someone from whom praise would not matter. Like, if praise from you would not mean anything to me one way or the other, then your criticism doesn't mean anything either. Mm. Ignoring all criticism is a terrible way to go about life. Now, I'm a big fan of Twitter, and I've had this argument a million times with a lot of older people in sports. Tom Izzo, for example, never stops railing against Twitter, and I always say to him, because you're using it wrong, and your players are using it wrong. They're paying attention to every word that is said about them. That is just begging for trouble. Twitter, used as the valuable tool it can be, is a great thing in life. And Hembo, you found something that I thought was really interesting that suggests that Joe Burrow might be doing the impossible. He might actually be doing something even more remarkable than leading the Bengals to the two-year turnaround they have had. And it comes from Twitter.
It does. Someone from Twitter Sports reached out to us and sent us a list of the most tweeted about NFL teams during the season in its entirety. And the list is comprised of teams that mostly you would expect. Number 5 is the Raiders. Number 4 is the Cowboys. Then the Steelers and then the Packers. But the most tweeted about NFL team this season, Greeny, is the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals, who, according to our metrics, ranked 30th in team popularity. As you know, I mean, when you survey fans across the country, are the most tweeted about NFL team, and for my money, that is the Joe Burrow effect.
That's what I was going to ask you is, what does that tell us? If more people are engaging, talking about the Bengals than any other team on social media, and they have fewer fans. Mm. And again, I posted that wonderful video that the Cincinnati Inquirer did. I mean, I love the fans. That video actually made me tear up watching that celebration. And by the way, I texted it to Stevie and my son, Steven, who shares my tragic affinity for the New York Jets. And he just wrote back to me one word, someday. Meaning that'll be us someday. But anyway, the point is the Bengals, while they have unbelievably passionate fans, hooday, I'm with you. You don't have that many of them. Mm-mm. It's just not that big a city. And they just don't have that much tradition. The Packers, the Cowboys, the Steelers, they've got the fans. So is it just about Burrow? Has he made that a sexy team basically all by himself?
I think so. Joe Burrow is a megastar. He made himself famous in 2019 with LSU. Like, we all saw those games, and we all marveled at what he did there. That's not so long ago. And if he can find a way to cap this off, it's not a stretch to say that it's probably the greatest three-year stretch of its kind in football history, to be frank, when you consider what he did in college and in the NFL. I was watching the AFC Championship game with my wife and one of her friends, you know, a 28-year-old girl or so, you know, something like that. They're obsessed with Joe Burrow. Like, he is the only person on the field that they cared about at all. They know him from watching those games years ago, and he is a huge draw, at least in my sort of anecdotal experience, and the numbers back that up.
It's really interesting, and in that way, I keep saying he's Broadway Joe. That's my name for him. He's Namath. But in that way, he is like Brady. Because the truth is, the Patriots were not the Patriots before Brady. I mean, I'm old enough to tell you, the New England Patriots are not a heritage franchise. They're an old AFL team that had comparatively very little success in their history. They appeared in 2 Super Bowls before Brady and Belichick got there. They got obliterated by the Bears in Super Bowl 20, a game they would have been infinitely better off not making it to. And then they got beat, the Parcells team got beat by Green Bay and Favre in the Super Bowl. And they anyone who knows the Boston sports market knows the Patriots weren't the team there. The Red Sox have always been the team there. And I think to some degree, the Celtics, if only based on their history, and even the Bruins, were at least as much a part of the fan interest. Tom Brady made the Patriots because Herman called him Captain America, and for all the reasons that you know, because he was great and he was very appealing and good looking and all the stuff that Tom Brady is. Burrow is kind of all that. So maybe Burrow is the next Brady in that regard. You know what? Namath did that too. Namath did it for an entire league. Namath did that for the American Football League. He might have been the reason they merged. So That actually does hold water. He's Broadway Joe. Back in a flash, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.